you have no deficiencies.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. What's the word say? Who I am in Him, that's what counts. There's almost over, when Danny was here, we were just talking, you know, Brother Hagin talked about 150 such references as to who I am in Christ. Do you know them all yet? And on top of that, there's another 100. And it's where it reads a different way, whereas, and so forth. You need to know who you are in Him, because in Him there are no deficiencies. If you live by your flesh and by the knowledge of the world, you're going to have deficiencies, because they're going to tell you. You're going to have these issues all the day of your life. We had somebody in the church, I told you last week, their doctor told them, if you fall down, you might as well get ready to die. I told them, I said, I'd go get a different doctor. That's pretty negative. Amen. Everybody say, ha, ha, ha. I think I would have laughed in front of the doctor's face when he said that. But, you know, I mean, the world has a different opinion about our age. And I don't go by that. And I'm going to get into Moses this morning. You need to see these things. But notice what he says, because you know and understand my name. And then it goes on and it defines it even deeper. It means that you and me have a personal knowledge of His mercy, His love, His kindness, and we trust in Him. We rely upon Him, knowing He will never, what? Forsake us. He'll never forsake you. No, and I love the way it reads in the Amplified. No, never. You want everybody? Alabama says no, never. But yep. Yesterday was yes. Just kidding. Love the SEC. He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will what? Satisfy and show him my salvation. Voice translation says, I'll reward him with many good years on this earth and let him witness my salvation. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, if you live in fear, you react different. You do things different. One of the things about divine health and long life is you can't be led by fear. Amen. You got to be led by the Word. You got to speak the Word in your life. Be led by that Word. Amen. And for every disease, problem, and situation, you can go through the curses in Deuteronomy 28. And I promise you, if you go study the words out in the Hebrew, you'll find almost every disease and sickness known to man. And then it even finishes it out by saying, and the things that aren't even there, He's still over that too. Jesus, when He was cursed, He hung on the tree, Galatians 3:13. The Bible says, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. And why? What does it say that you receive? Because you ask Jesus into your heart. He did all those things for you and me, so all the what? Curses could come on you? In Deuteronomy 28? No. All the what? Blessings of Abraham would be yours. Jesus did that for you and me. Amen. I closed last Sunday with this, and I want to start with this. Jesus died at 33. Amen. Jesus died at 33. The human spine has 33 vertebrae. The same structure that holds us up is the same number of years that Jesus lived on this earth. I find that interesting. We have 12 ribs on each side of our body. There were how many disciples? 12. 12 tribes of Israel. There's even ways when you study about how heaven's built. When you read those things in Scripture, it lines up these things I'm sharing with you right now. God's design is in you and me. Amen. God built His design into us. 12 disciples. We have 12 ribs on each side. 12 disciples and 12 tribes of Israel. God built His design into our bones. He wrote heaven into our anatomy. The vagus nerve that runs from your brain to your heart and your gut, it's known to calm storms inside the body. It looks just like a cross when it's illuminated through an MRI. Folks, that's the power source running through each of us. God put that in you. And every time your body heals, every time your heart slows in prayer, every time peace shows up when it shouldn't, that's Him on the inside of you. And the thing about that nerve, it's in the shape of a cross. Jesus rose on the third day. Science tells us that when you fast for 3 days, your body starts regenerating. Old cells die. That's true with your skin. When old skin dries and falls off, new cells come back. Amen. Healing's constant. Amen. New ones are born. Healing begins. You know, when you're cut, what does your body do? Your body reacts quick. All those white blood cells go and attack where that cut is so that you don't get sick. God made you that way. Your bone marrow is what produces those white cells for your blood. Jesus took care of that. See, your body literally resurrects itself all the time. And that is not by coincidence. That is by design. And it keeps going. Your heart has an electrical rhythm. Your brain lights up when you pray. Tears contain different chemicals depending on if you're crying from joy to grief. Folks, the blood speaks. The bones store memory. The body worships whether you realize it or not. That's why we can boldly declare, I have been fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm a walking prophecy. I'm a living tabernacle. Dust and divinity wrapped into one. And church, I'm telling you this morning, God didn't just create you. He carved Himself into you. He breathed life into you. And you don't need to look too far to find Him. You just need to look inside, because He's been there by design ever since the beginning when He made you. Can you shout amen? Amen. Amen. He made you to heal. If all we had was medical science, but we just had one scripture that said, taste and see that the Lord is good. And if you study medical science about your bones, your blood, and everything, you'd realize that God made you to be whole. He made you that way from the beginning. Amen. He made you that way. Everybody said, I was made to be whole. Amen. Amen. Everybody say it one more time. With long life, I will be satisfied. Now I want you to know this morning, the world has sold us a lie about aging. They celebrate milestone birthdays with black balloons, jokes about getting over the hill, images of wheelchairs on cakes. It's expected. I said it's expected. It's burned into our brain. Comedy shows, TV movies in general, they promote this stuff. We've been programmed to believe those things. We're programmed to believe all those things when the Word of God speaks completely polar opposite of that stuff. Come on. You believe the Word? Or you believe what the doctor told you? You know, my doctor's told me a lot of things. Even the medication that I take, I lay my hands on it before I take it. I thank you, Lord, that your healing power is at work in my body. And as I'm taking this, being obedient to what the doctor said, Lord, I just believe that it's promoting healing in my flesh. But also your power, your divine power is working in me. My doctor's practicing medicine, but Jesus, you are my great physician, and I receive that healing. Amen. There's bonehead people that, tell you, just stop taking it. Never say that. I don't know where your faith is at. And you don't know where my faith is at. Are you with me today? So I believe God just like you do. I'm believing God that I don't have to wear glasses all the time. This morning, I can see the paper better if I take them off. Yeah. Did you hear about that Pentecostal preacher? He came out shouting hallelujah, and he's saying, I'm so thankful, Lord. I'm so thankful, Lord. And then everybody's worshiping the Lord. He's a big old boy. And all of a sudden, he's bald on top. He's sweating real bad after preaching so hard. His glasses were up here. And they slid down on top of his face. And he went, "Glory to God, I'm healed! I'm healed!" But see, you ought to be that way about the things of God all the time. Amen. Glory to God, you have made me whole. Yes. Thank you, Lord, my eyes are correcting. Yes. Thank you, Lord, pain has left my body. Yes. Thank you, Lord, that numbness is gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, my neck is whole. Thank you, Lord, that anything that's gone on, it's all better. Amen. People say, "How can you say that?" Well, you know, years ago, I got pinned between two cars. And I was hurting real bad and went to the doctor. And I just thought maybe I bruised some ribs. Although it was difficult to breathe, I thought, well, maybe I broke some. Well, I go to the doctor, and Dr. Swan sat me down and said, "Well, I need to send you to a radiologist and do some other kind of test on you." And they began to tell me this could be lymphoma, that you have these knots in your body. And he begins to go through all these scenarios. And I appreciate Dr. Swan, as it upset me. It was a shock. And he pulled his paper across the table you sit on when you go to the doctor and took out a Sharpie. And he told me, because he's a believer, he said, "There's three things. Number one, Jesus is the healer. Number two, God's in control. Number three, Jesus is the healer." Yeah. Amen. That's a good doctor. That's the kind of doctor you want to go to. Somebody prays for you. Well, I went, I had to preach in Adairville, Kentucky for Pastor Cowan's brother, Bill Cowan. And on the way there, I went and saw my good friend, Philip Tren. He's been here at church, and he's going to come and preach sometime soon. And Philip, I broke down in his driveway and just cried like a baby. And he began to tell me, he goes, "You know what you're supposed to believe." I said, I know. But the news, how many of you know have news given to you and sometimes it's overwhelming? Well, he gave me a couple verses. He reminded me of them. And I've written them down. I carry them in my Bible everywhere I go. And I still stand on these to this day. Why are you telling us this? Because this is what worked for me. Every day I would thank the Lord. Romans 8:26, "Likewise the Spirit also helps in my weakness. For I do not know what I should pray for as I ought, but the Spirit Himself inside of me makes intercession for me with groanings which cannot be uttered. Matthew 8:17, He Himself, talking about Jesus, He took my weaknesses, He took my infirmities, and He bore away my disease. 1 Peter 2:24, which we're going to read at the close of the service. 1 Peter 2:24, "By His wounds you have been," what? Past tense, "have been." Isaiah 53 and verse 5, "And by His stripes we are," what? Healed. 1 John 5:14-15. Amen. And this is so good because people, "I just don't know if it's the will of God." Well, 1 John 5:14-15, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we have asked of Him." Well, that's the will of God, isn't it? If it's written in Scripture, then it's the will of God. If I'm praying what the Word says, then that's the will of God. That's why I can have confidence that what I'm speaking, if I ask anything according to His will, His Word says, "By His stripes I have been made whole." Amen. All that trouble you've been dealing with, it has to go. When I speak according to His will, His Word, He what? Hears me. And if I know that He hears me, whatever I ask, I know that I have the petitions that I have asked from Him. Amen. And I started writing these down. I have a whole list here about healing, about planning, about money. And I carry them all the time. And when something's coming up and I need to really pray, I will pull these out because every time they never fail. Because His Word never fails. what he said in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he'll do for you right now. Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, the world has lied to us about age. It's expected as you grow older, you get weaker. It's expected that you get sicker. It's expected that you get more feeble until you're barely holding on. Is that your expectation today? It's not mine. No way. No way. Not my expectation. That was never God's design for you. God never made you to go over the hill and start going down. Come on. He never made you that way. Never made you that way. He made you to keep going up, keep growing in Him, become a spiritual superman, superwoman. He made the Word to work inside of you to change your outlook. But how many of us, you know, and I'm not being preachy and condemning or anything like that. Y'all understand that. It's the fact of believing the Word over things. I know what the doctors have said. The tumor that they took out of my back, he told me I'd be numb all down one leg for the rest of my life. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, my ankles and moving all the way up, there's plenty of feeling. I'm not numb at all. Are you hearing me? I don't believe what he said. And, I keep speaking the Word and things keep changing in my body. What are you believing for? See, if you put the Word first, it changes your outlook. Amen. Jesus, he didn't die so you could be deficient. Amen. Amen. He has a plan for your life. There's things that he wants you to do. He didn't make you to get to the place where you get up over the top of that hill and you start going down. He made you to keep going up. How can you say that, Pastor? Well, look at Moses this morning. He lived under the old covenant. Amen. He lived under the old covenant. Now, we can go through. I don't have time to do this today, but you can go through and look at everybody's ages. And when they died, the more the curse got into play in the earth, the lesser the ages become. We see that in Scripture. Okay? But when you get to Moses, he lived out Genesis 6 to the letter where God says, I promise you 120 years. And the Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 34, and again, never let your struggle become your identity or you're stuck. Amen. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 7, I think it's here. Here we go. Moses was what? 120 years old when he died. His eyes were blind. He had lost his hearing. He couldn't see. He couldn't hear. He couldn't walk. He had no energy. What's it say about Moses? His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. Amen. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. The Bible says he lived under the old covenant, yet he walked in divine health until the day he died. Amen. Again, what are you believing for? Amen. Moses has had nothing on what you have. Moses had nothing on you. You're a king's kid. Jesus didn't just make you a conqueror. He made you more than a conqueror. Come on. He made you to have the victory. His blood was more than enough. Amen. Yeah, I can see Moses laughing. Boy, I wish I had what they had. But here I am. I know there's all sorts of things about the promised land and all that. I'm not getting into all that. The fact is he died at 120. His eyesight was not dim. He never lost his vigor. Amen. I told you about Walt Disney's quote about, no matter how old I get, I'm not losing my zest for life. Amen. You know, before he died, he went and the movie Follow Me, Boys. What a great movie with Fred McMurray. He went on the set. He was sick. He went on the set. He never wanted to quit his vigor, his zest for life. It's all sorts of stories like that. Norman Vincent Peale was asked. I told you about this the other Sunday. He was asked at 75, "Have you lived? What's your best years? What's your best years that you've lived, Norman?" "I have not lived them yet. I've not done it." You know, your attitude makes all the difference in your life. Let me say that one more time. Some may be looking at me like a cow at a new gate. Just going right over your head. You have not yet lived your best years. Amen. Your confession says a lot about you. I want you to note this. Moses, he didn't die of cancer. He did not lose his mind. He wasn't blind. He wasn't deaf. He wasn't frail. He had all his strength. And yet Moses, folks, listen to me. Moses, under the curse, didn't have Jesus in his heart, but he loved God. Okay? Moses has nothing on you. As a Christian, you are far superior. You are in a far superior position with the Lord than Moses ever was. Moses was a man under the law, a man with sin in his past. Moses was a murderer. I'll say that again. Moses was a murderer. He had no indwelling of the Holy Ghost. He had no new creation reality. He had no covenant that was sealed by the blood of Christ. And yet, Moses experienced more of the supernatural provision and healing of God than most Christians will ever dare to dream of, much less talk about it, much less experience it. If this level of health and longevity was available for a sinner who simply hung out with God, what do you think is possible for you as a child of the King? Come on. I've told you about Malchus, a part of that guard, officer not friendly that night in the Garden of Gethsemane. They came marching after Jesus. They were going to put him in bonds and haul him off. And Peter was packing heat. Malchus was an enemy. Can everybody agree with me on that? Malchus was an enemy. Peter, as they were coming towards Jesus to grab him, Peter whipped out his knife. And what did he do to Malchus? Hacked off that ear. Can you imagine on that dusty trail, that ear falling in the dirt, blood on it, caked? And Jesus, you know, told Peter, "Hey, bud, hold up." Jesus got on his knees in front of his enemy and picked up that ear and healed his enemy's ear. His enemy. If Jesus would do that for his enemy, how much more would he do for you? Are you hearing me this morning? If he would do that for somebody that didn't know him, that came to arrest him, they wanted to get rid of him, Jesus healed his enemy. How much more would he do for you? Amen? Listen, you are a born-again believer. The level of health and longevity that God has given you is way above what Moses had. You're, as a born-again believer, filled with the Holy Ghost, His healing power is flowing through every cell in your body, every fiber of your body. Do you believe that? I choose to believe that. I love my hearing doctor I've gone and seen. Many times, Casey is a dear friend of ours. Her husband, Josh, is a dear friend. They came to the birthday party, and I love her so much. She came to the house the other day, and she was looking at some of Miss Jane's stuff. Jane and her were very, very close. Casey would go up to the nursing home where Jane was recovering, and Casey would, on her own time, instead of seeing patients, she would go up there and do Jane's nails. Sweetest girl. And we just love her. But you know, every time I talk to her, we talk about healing. We talk about the things of God. You know, I like going to a doctor that believes the word. Amen. You know, when we had twins, we had an ORU doctor, an Oral Roberts University doctor. When we found out there were two globes on the ultrasound, what was the first thing Dr. Rylander did? He goes, well, I guess it's going to be twins, something like that. He calls his partner in there to look at the x-ray or the ultrasound, and then they tell us it's going to be twins, I think is how it went. But you know what they did? They both joined hands with us and prayed over us. Yeah. That's a good kind of doctor right there. Amen. I like going to the chiropractor that we have, Dr. Luby. Sherry loves Dr. Luby. My daughter-in-law loves Dr. Luby. Jerry loves Dr. Luby. And you know, he loves the Lord. His kids played basketball with my boys. You know, they're good people. It's good that you got somebody you can have confidence in. Yes? Yes? But I want somebody to go and believe with me too. Amen. I say all that because your confession matters. What you're believing for matters. Don't you think it's important that you fill your mind and your spirit, man, with the things of the Word because the Word matters? I'm going to do what the doctor said, but at the same time, the Word's always first in my life. I'm going to speak the Word. He is my confession. Amen. See, when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, He immediately reveals Himself, not just as their provider, but God revealed Himself to the children of Israel as their healer. Did you know that? He not only revealed Himself not just as their provider, but He revealed Himself as their healer. Psalm 105 and verse 37 says, "Then He led the Israelites out. They carried silver and gold. And all of them were healthy and strong." You know, for 40 years in the wilderness, not one of them was sick, not one of them was diseased, and yet they were all living under an inferior covenant. They were living under an inferior covenant. Sacrifices had to be made for their sins to be forgiven. All sorts of things we could bring up. But I want you to get this morning. God's life within you is stronger than the sickness. His presence doesn't deteriorate your body. His presence renews it. It strengthens it. Think again about Moses. He spent time in the presence of God, and it literally transformed him. When he came off of the mountain, they had to put a cover on his face because he glowed with the presence of God. Being in God's presence, it affected his flesh. The greater one lives where now? In you and me. Woo! We got far better. Amen. Oh, think about it. Think about Moses again. He spent time in the presence of God, and it literally transformed him. The glory of God radiated through him so much that his face shone, is how the scripture reads. This was God's version of radiation therapy in my book. Ooh, the greater one's in you. You talk about radiation therapy, hit me. Come on, the great physician, hit me. Are you hearing me? Amen. Oh, that is radiation therapy, knowing that Jesus is alive on the inside of you. Amen. God's version is so much better when you know who He is and what He's done for you. Why? Because it gives you life. Amen. We got a group Andrew found called a hyperstatic station. I can't remember the name of the group right now. I'm drawing a blank. You know what? I can tell you. Hyperstatic Union. Yep. They got a song called Life Giver. Ooh. That may not be your kind of music, But my goodness, if, oh, you talk about funkadelic and grooving down the highway with that. He gave me life, oh Lord. Change me. Oh, no matter what's going on in your life, He's the life giver. Amen. He gave you life. Amen. He gave you life. He is the life giver. Amen. He's not out to kill you. He's out to give you life. And to give it to you what? More abundantly. Who's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy? The devil. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have what? Life. And He gives it to you more abundantly. Amen. Again, as long as you are breathing, God's got a plan for your life. Don't you think you ought to be speaking the word over yourself? Amen. If you're dealing with arthritis in your body this morning, what are you talking over yourself? I don't. Matthew had that scripture thing by Keith Moore, 101 things God said about your healing. 101 scriptures talks about your healing. I'd be speaking that every day over my body. Amen? If you got problems with pain in your body, I'd be speaking what the Word says. Do what the doctor says, yes, but I'd be speaking the Word every chance you get. Why? Because His Word works. Amen? His Word works. Everybody say the Word works. Hey, say this with me. Say what Jesus did. What He did for me was more than enough. How can you say that, Pastor? Well, as long as I'm breathing, God's got a plan. He wants me to live. Amen. Live happy. You heard me been saying it last couple of Sundays. If you're going to be happy, you better hurry up. Amen. If you're going to be happy, you better hurry up. Amen. Even if it's bad going on right now, you know what? I'm going to be like Paul. Lord, King Agrippa, I just think myself happy. The Word's more than enough for me. Amen. Lord, I just thank You. You made me more than a conqueror, not a pipsqueak. Amen. I am strong in the Lord, and the power of His might, I am strong. That paper we got out there in the bookstore is all Scripture, confessions for an overcoming child of God. You know, every day I get up and say those. Every day. Speak that word over and over and over. Every day. Been doing it since high school. Amen. See, God's stronger than my sickness. Is He stronger than your sickness? His presence doesn't deteriorate your body. It renews it. Amen. And if you're breathing, He's still got a plan for you. Amen. Peter said what? Who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might what? Live for righteousness. And it goes on, what does it say? Say, everybody say it out loud. By whose stripes you were healed. Make it personal though. By His stripes I was healed. Amen. What He did for me was more than enough. Is it more than enough for you? So this morning before we pray for you, I want you to do this for me. If you're going to write it down, I don't have it on the screen, but you know what? Stop buying into the lie that aging means decline. Because it doesn't. That's a bill of goods sold by the world. You're not over the hill. You're a child of the Most High God. And not only that, get this. If you get this, it'll change the way you look at yourself in the mirror. I am a carrier of the very life of God in me. Thank You, Lord, that the life of God is pushing through all my flesh, changing me from the inside out, reconditioning my blood. Amen. What Jesus has done for you, was it more than enough? It was. Amen. It was. And I'll be the first to tell you, do we deal with stuff? Yes, we do. Amen. A couple weeks ago, you know, my chest was hurting. I didn't know what it was. But go to the doctor because I was having trouble and find out I got pneumonia. And the doctor up there in Somerville, he was so fun. He's a believer. He just said, well, you know what to do, Pastor. He goes, but you need to take this as you do that. You know, I like people like that. I want to believe the best. And you know, everything's better now. You know, things happen to us. I get that. But I got the word. I can speak against that.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Amen. You got to remind yourself that the life of God's in you. And listen, if you get anything in all this, in this whole series, if Moses, under the law, could have divine health, how much more should you, as a believer, you and I are under a far superior covenant. Amen?
Amen.
That's something to shout about.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, this is what we're going to do today. I got two quick testimonies I want you to hear. And I'm going to hit Alden first, all right? And I told him I wouldn't call him out. I would come back to him. Do. Stand up. I'll hold it so you don't have to.
Oh, you're too good to me.
I know, I'm good to you.
My name is Alton, and I am a technician. I go from facility to facility working on equipment.
Sorry.
Let's put a differential in a Mack truck, roll-off truck, and don't beat me with it.
I'm not.
Okay.
I just want them here.
I came home. I was working on the truck, and I pushed myself pretty hard for the most part all the time, and I overdid it. It was Friday, and I just kept going. I knew I hurt myself pretty bad, and it was in the shoulder. And long story short, I got home and I told the wife, I hurt myself pretty bad, and I should have stopped, and I didn't. And I just kept going. And I come home pretty much with tears in my eyes. And Sunday we went to church and told the pastor, pray for me, lay hands on me, pray for me. And he stopped and looked me dead in the face and he said, ask your shoulder to forgive you. And I looked at him like, huh? And he's looking, that's what I mean. About the time we went to lunch and got home, the pain in my shoulder subsided.
Hallelujah.
And I'm like, what's going on here? You know, that was really weird. And so Monday I went back to finish up the job. And believe me, I'm wearing it out again. I'm thinking to myself, you're going to hurt your shoulder again. No, you're not. You're doing what you're supposed to. Your shoulder forgives you. Keep going.
Yeah.
So I went home Monday and looked at the wife, and I said, I put myself through a pretty rigorous day today. I'm nasty. I mean, I'm really bad nasty. And my shoulder never hurt again. And I wasn't able to raise my hand above my shoulder at all. Friday, I got.
After he asked for forgiveness,
he said, I was stable, and it was
Amen.
Really floorboarded me because I've seen God do a lot of things in my time, but I've never had asked Him to do anything for me, really, you know.
Yep.
And for Him to do that for me, it just took me to a whole new.
Amen. Basically, you asked your shoulder to forgive you because the life of God needed to take over. I mean, that's it, you know. All right, Dawn, tell your story real quick.
Okay. In May, I had a CT scan that showed I had a growth on my liver. And as a former patient, I should say, I've had cancer before, and so I was a little anxious. And so the doctor said that I needed an MRI. And because I have a pacemaker, I can't have an MRI. So the doctor said, I'll set up a CT for you, and we'll look at this again. And I had no calls for 3 weeks to set it up again. So I called them, and I called them 3 weeks in a row because they never called me back. I left word for the doctor. And then Danny Johnston came and spoke here. Yep. And he stood about where the pastor's standing, and he pointed at me, and he said, you're being healed right here. And he put his hand over where his liver was. And I believed it.
Amen.
And I felt healed, and so I didn't bother to call back again. I just said, okay, I'm healed. Amen. I'm okay. And then West Cancer Clinic called me and said they wanted to set up my MRI, and I explained about the MRI, and I explained that I'd left word and nobody called back. And so she said, I'll take care of that. So she called, and then somebody called and made an appointment for me to have a CT and an ultrasound. I did that, and my hospital has my chart, so I was able to look it up on the computer that night, and what it said was, no acute abnormality, no liver mass, liver unremarkable. God is so good. Now, one more thing. Mark 11:24 says, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours.
That's right.
Amen. It is mine.
It's mine. Everybody say it's mine.
It's mine.
Amen. You know, I started off telling that story about getting pinned between a car. Well, like the one with the issue of blood, suffered many things from many physicians, literally. Went to different doctors in Chattanooga, had multicolored MRIs and all that. And, you know, they kept saying, I remember, ever forget that one MRI in Chattanooga. I wanted to climb through the glass wall and strangle the person on the other end. Because they came on the microphone. Sir, have you ever worked with asbestos? Have you ever worked with other things that would have asbestos in it? And I said, no. And she goes, okay. And I tried to talk, and you know, they won't tell you anything. Do you understand how your mind can start playing tricks on you? Are you with me? How many have ever been there, done that? Come on. And you know, after suffering many things from many physicians, finally, when we moved to Memphis, went and saw this guy who's a Jewish man, and he started seeing me, and because this was his specialty, this particular thing that I was dealing with, sarcoidosis. People die from that. And it was an unusual situation. You know, after how many years did I go see him? A year? Maybe 2 years? And after about the second year, he had me come in, and I went and saw him. He says, you don't need to come see me anymore. There's nothing wrong with you anymore. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say the word works.
The word.
Amen. I remember we came back from Panama on the missions trip. I told him Joe Borwick's story about laying hands on that Indian in that village who was deaf, and his ears opened up. He looked at me, see, he said, BS. He actually said it. And he's a Jewish fellow. And I said, no, for real. He goes, you saw it? I go, yeah. The wife said she's not going to let him get off of anything anymore, not going to get away with anything, because he can hear her now. And Doc laughed about that. He goes, what else happened? I told him about the lady's leg growing out in one of the services. He goes, you saw it? I go, absolutely. I said, everybody in the church saw it. And I'm asking you this morning, does the greater one live in you? Then quit glorifying the bad report. Quit glorifying what the world says you have to live with. And begin to glorify and give precedence to what the Word says. Amen. You don't have to live in anxiety. It doesn't just apply to sickness and disease. You don't have to have mental torment. You don't have to live in anxiety. You don't have to be a warrior. Amen. What he did for you was more than enough. You got more to shout about than you got to whine about. Amen. You really do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So this morning, before we go, if you'd like to have hands laid on you, we're going to do that. Mark 16 says, believers shall lay hands on the sick and they'll what? They shall recover. The word recover means after that's done. The word recover in the Greek, it means that they steadily improved day by day as they went. And we see references of that with Jesus' ministry when he laid hands on people. As they went, they were made whole, right? We see that. Is there power in my hands? No, but I do believe it's a point of contact when I lay my hands on you, because we're believing together. Amen. I like comparing it to the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Jesus never laid hands on her. But she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be what? And the very moment she touched, everything dried up and she was whole. So this morning before we go, if you'd like to have prayer, I'd like for us all to stand up real quick. And we'll let you go in just a few minutes, if you can just bear with us a moment. But if you need prayer for something, if you got pain in your body, joint pain, back pain, arthritis, you got things going on in your body that you need hands laid on you, you're believing for healing, today's your best day. Amen. Today everything turns. Everybody say everything turns. Remember, it's not as
the world turns.
It's not as the world turns. It's as the Word turns in you. Amen. This is not McDonald Carey going, these are the days of our lives. No! The days of my life are filled with greatness, with the power of God, with the Word. What Jesus said, what He did, I have it. This is the victory that overcomes the world, isn't it? Even our faith. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. So if you need healing, let's all just lift our hands and praise God for a moment here. Amen. If you've got a need in your body, come on up. We'll pray for you right now. Lord, we just thank you. We magnify you. We worship you right now. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power flowing forth in this church service today. Lord, we just ask you right now as we are about to pray, Lord, we just thank you as hands are laid on folks, Lord, that healing flows in their bodies right now in Jesus' name. Even those that are watching online, Lord, we just thank you that healing flows in their bodies right now, right where they're sitting. If they're watching on their computer, on their television set, Lord, we just thank you that your healing power is flowing right now in Jesus' name. In fact, I want you, if you're watching online, to just say right now, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Your healing power belongs to me. I receive. I believe that you're my healer, and I receive my healing right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for that. Your healing power is flowing. Lord, on the internet. Lord, on satellite. Even in Nigeria. Even all the way over in Estonia. Lord, your healing power is flowing right now. Even in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Your healing power is flowing right now. God, you are our healer. Lord, you said in your word, it's your will that we be made whole. Even when the leopard, Lord, when you came off of the Sermon on the Mount, you came down the mountainside, and the leper, who could have been stoned dead for revealing his leprosy as he took the cloak off of his head, he asked you, Lord, will you make me whole? And you said, is it your will to make me whole? You said, be whole. Lord, your love is so prevalent all throughout the Gospels. We see that you healed everyone that came to you. Acts 10:38 says that Jesus went about doing good, healing what? All who were oppressed of the devil. Say this with me before we pray. Sickness and disease is an oppression from the enemy. Sickness and disease is an oppression from the enemy. When hands are laid on me, I will receive my healing right now in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you for that right now. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Matthew, I'm going to start over here. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. As we lay our hands right now on Julie, amen. Can we grab her hips? Amen. As we lay our hands on her body, Lord, all the way from the top of her head, through her hips, down through her knees, we thank you, Lord. Pain, discomfort has to leave her body right now in Jesus' name. Lord, any kind of issues that are going on, we thank you, Lord, that she is the healed and the whole right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Lay hands on your knee. Amen.
Ligaments.
Amen. A lot of growing needs to happen. Lord, we thank you that you're strengthening these ligaments right now. Lord, we thank you for what Dr. Tabor did, but we thank you that for what Dr. Jesus has done.
That's right.
And we thank you, Lord, as we lay our hands on Sherry, that your healing power is penetrating, but Lord, renewing her knee right now. In Jesus' name. Every muscle, every ligament, every tendon, every aspect of her knee is whole in Jesus' name. We thank you for increased improvement. Lord, noticeable improvement. We call her healed and whole. We thank you, Lord, she doesn't have to use a cane, but she can walk. She can do whatever she wants because she's been made whole by the power of God right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We give you praise for that right now. Whew. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I sense that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, Pam. Hallelujah. You ready? Amen. Father, we just thank you right now. As we lay our hands on my sister, I thank you, Lord. That's it right there. Your healing power is flowing through her body. Lord, all over her. Right now, from the top of her head all the way down to her feet, we thank you, Lord. She is the healed and she is the whole. Right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it. That's it right there. We thank you, Lord. Healed and whole in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we lay our hands on Jim right now. We thank you, Lord. Your healing power is working in his body. We thank you, Lord. Pain is leaving his body right now. In Jesus' name. Strong heart, strong back. Lord, we thank you that every nerve relaxes. We thank you, Lord, that every nerve ending that goes to the brain, those receptors, we call them whole in Jesus' name right now. We thank you, Lord, that he is the healed and the whole right now, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I love it. Was it you or Pam that said, I'm excited to come to church? Hey, Pam. Oh, man. Yeah, I know. I know. Father God, right now we lay our hands on Lynn. I thank you, Father God. She is the healed and she is the whole. Right now, from the top of her head all the way down to the bottom of her feet, Lord, that your healing power is at work in this body. We thank you, Lord, that she will do those things that she desires to do without hindrance, without any hesitation, because your power is flowing in her all the time, all the time. And we thank you, Lord, she is the healed and the whole right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Miss Jerry, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Been a road. Amen. But the Lord says, I'm putting you in my Mercedes-Benz that's going to ride real smooth for you. Because I'm healing your body. I'm doing a work in you that's going to be a testimony to every doctor you've seen, to everyone you know. Because my healing power is at work in your body. Don't ever doubt it. Don't ever deny it. Just know that it's been spoken. You are the healed. You are the whole. And I love you. And I am proud of you. And I am very, very happy with exactly where you are. My grace and my goodness rest upon you. Just as much and even more than my healing power right now. But you have the whole package, says the Lord. The whole package. Not only are you filled with love and grace, but you're filled with my healing power. And Lord, right now, as we lay our hands on her, we thank you, Lord, that power is just regenerating every part of her back, her nerves. Lord, any kind of arthritis, anything going on, she is the healed and she is the whole right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. From the top of her heads all the way down to the soles of her feet. Lord, she is whole. And we thank you for it right now. Whew, amen. Amen. That's it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Is anybody else? Whew. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Come on, lift your hands before we go today. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now. Thank you, Lord, for your presence today. Hallelujah. In your presence is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, we just thank you for that right now. Lord, you're a good God. Oh, you're a good God. Thank you, Lord. Your word says, taste and see that you're good. Oh, we're so thankful for what we know. We're so thankful for what we know, but we're thankful for what we have. Oh, we're thankful for what we have. Because, Lord, you said, with long life, I will satisfy you. In fact, we're going to shout it out right now, church. Say it. Say, with long life, the Lord himself satisfies me. With long life, the Lord himself satisfies me. Do y'all believe that today? Amen. Give the Lord a big shout. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, real quick, your heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody looking around. If you're watching online, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, or you're here today and you've never asked him into your heart. It's so easy to do, and we're going to all pray together and pray with you. And so if you've not done that, maybe you're backslid, you're not living for the Lord like you should. It's so easy to get saved. It's so easy to be able to be born again. Why would you want to miss it? I want to know that I'm saved. Amen. So in the name of Jesus, Father, and you pray with us right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I believe that you sent Jesus, your Son, to die for me and to be raised from the dead, all for me, so that I could receive life everlasting right now. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me brand new. I will live all of my days for you. I will honor you. I will serve you. Thank you, Lord, that I am born again. I am saved. And I know that I'm on my way to heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer today, if you're watching online, just send us an email. We'd like to send you a Bible, a book about the new birth, and a book about who you are in Christ. We'd love to do that. Just write us and let us know. We'll get it right out to you. Did you learn something today? Yeah. Amen. I hope I challenged you. You know, every time I go to the doctor, I want to hear good news and a good report. Amen. There's things I'm believing for just like you. And I can't wait to hear the words. You don't have to do this anymore, and you don't have to do that anymore. There's not nothing wrong with you now. Not nothing. I know that's not right. Melissa's sitting here going, Her insides are going, oh. But we're not, isn't that what you're believing for? That's what I'm believing for. I'm not going to see Dr. Libby. I want her to look me in the eye and say, Pastor, you're healed. What are you believing for? Speak the word. Amen. If your horse is dead, get off of it. If what you're doing's not working, then do something different. Quit settling for what you have to live with. God didn't call you to struggle. He called you to walk in victory. Act like a king's kid. Because he gave you everything. Amen. All right. Hey, we love you. Don't miss Wednesday. We'll see you Wednesday. But if you miss Wednesday, be here Sunday to hear Harry. You're going to love Harry. I love Harry. And ladies, if you want to go back there and see the jewelry, the purses, what we have that's left, we want to sew it into you our congregation because we love you, and Jane would like that. So go back and check that out, okay? Love y'all. We'll see you Wednesday.